Why did Lot Carey go to Africa?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Lot Carey was doing quite well back in 1918, but this African-American left it all to go as a missionary to Africa. He did it after catching a vision for helping his suffering people over there. The Lot Carey Missionary Convention continues his work today. Like Lot Carey, the prophet Isaiah saw a vision of God as he worshiped in the temple. Isaiah's response to the vision can teach us a lesson. Seeing God high and lifted up on a throne conveyed God's majesty, glory, and authority. Isaiah saw seraphim, angelic beings, each had six wings. They used two wings to cover their faces in recognition of God's majesty and authority. Two wings showed their humility as they covered their feet. They used two wings to fly in obedience to the will of God. Like Isaiah and Lot Carey, any person who catches a glimpse of God's majesty, holiness, and authority will react the same way. They will see themselves as Isaiah did, sinful, but as candidates for God's cleansing. They will say, as Isaiah said, "Here am I, O Lord, send me." Jesus' disciples reacted the same way. The truth he taught captivated them. The love he showed by dying for our sins overawed them. And the victory he gained by rising again convinced them. He made such an impact on his disciples that they yielded their entire lives to him. Jesus is so awesome that still today we bow to worship him and we rise to obey and serve him.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.